Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming, episode 48. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy.
So this week, I quiz Brigham on the prices of all the classic consoles we know and love, as we take a peek at how console prices have changed over the years. If you enjoy the show, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your podcast listening app of choice for updates on new episodes and reaching out to us with your questions and thoughts. With that being said, welcome to Basement Gaming. Yo.
Herb, 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 herb.
Hey. 48. Here we are.
48? Is it 49? No, it was a 48. You're right.
All right. Well, we're staring down the barrel of 50.
Yeah, I know. 48. Take out 20, and that's my age.
Okay.
For
quick
a
mass.
Few more months. Yeah. I like that. Huh?
Yeah.
I went to college.
Yeah. That's all we learned. Just
yeah.
just moving 20s and 10s. Okay. Yeah. So nothing's really happened because we're recording on Monday and we recorded on Thursday. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it also turns out, I guess, after E3, that not a ton of news were after E3 as well. So
yeah, companies tend to not tell us things after the biggest convention of the year. So it's going to be a bit of a lull in news. So I thought this week we should do something a little different, a little more fun. So I was saying earlier, we always talked about how prices of video games have changed, or in this case, not changed over the last 10 to 15 years. But we never really went over what the console prices are like. So, when we were kids, we would just ask for a console for our birthdays. We have no concept of how much, what money is,
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I feel like growing up, I never really thought about the prices of consoles until the PS3, really, if I really think about it. I didn't really think about the price of consoles until PS3. So it's just a fun little exercise. This is a quick Google search, obviously. Just look at original prices of all the consoles ever. But I want to quiz you on some of this. See if you remember or if you have any idea of what the original price of these consoles are and and then I also have the 2020 inflation price, so we can go over that. And we can flip flop to see do you remember the original price? How much do you think that is nowadays? And it's a little. And then maybe also the year, because you can maybe give me a ballpark of what your things are. But yeah, we're just gonna go through the big ones because there are some consoles on here I have no idea what they are. So yeah. Anyway, all right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to go all the way back here. We're going to go all the way back to, let's do this. 1982, Brigham. What console do you think came out in 1982?
Ooh, 1982. Okay. So I think that was the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ooh, very close. This was the Atari 5200.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. That makes sense.
It's very close. They're like the NES, I'll just tell you now, the NES came out in 1985.
Yeah, okay.
So very close. So now, how much do you think the Atari was worth in 1982?
Okay, and this is 1982 prices, right?
Not, yeah, 1982 not just, price, not right now price, 1982 price.
I'm going to say, I know consoles were much more expensive when adjusted for inflation, so I'm just going to go ahead and say $400. Nah, $300.
Oh, yeah, that 400 was way off. Yeah, it was $269.
That was close.
Yeah, ooh. Very close. The inflation price is $713.45.
That is insane, dude. For imagine paying that much Atari. For a console, for an Atari, too.
Atari.
I mean, I guess back then, that was just such a novel idea to control stuff on a screen, but still, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is the first console on this list that I recognize. Before that, it was a Magnavox Odyssey, never heard of it, 1972, at $99. The Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm. That's one that people know.
Yeah. 1977, $199, which is now priced at $842 with inflation.
So, you know, what's so funny about that too is that, you know, back then people, when they buy appliances, they expect them to last for, you know, decades, right? People, it's like, you know, they buy a microwave, they buy a TV, it lasts you like 10 years or so with it. But that's what was so hard about that Atari 5600 is it was just such a hard sell. And Nolan Bushnell, who was the owner of Atari at the time, you know, he was telling, you know, the higher ups, like, hey, like, we need to make a new console. Like, you know, if we want to make better games, you need to keep continually improving. And they're just like, no, like, no one's gonna buy a new console after you just sold the other one like 4 years ago. You know, like, it was such like a weird idea that, like, why would somebody buy an upgrade to an existing machine if their existing one already works? You know what I mean? Which, yeah. I guess, like, for us, it's like, of course, like, after like 4 years, 5 years, like, you get a new console. But yeah, back then that was such like a weird concept. I think that was like one of the big reasons why the 5600 just totally flopped. But yeah, that's cool. That's good to know.
Dude, yeah, it's the age old boomer idea. It's like, why would you buy a new one? The old one works just exactly. Fine.
So true.
I feel like I have to argue. Like, my brother still hasn't gotten a PS5. And like, every time he brings it up, his wife is just like, your PS4 works fine. Why do you need a new one? It's just like, it's not the same.
my wife did the exact same thing too. As far as actually why we haven't upgraded TV yet, she's like, why wouldn't you get a new TV? Our current one works fine. I'm like, yeah, but 4K and
there's so much HDR.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's the Ataris. The first one came out in 77, second one in 82. And mm-hmm. they were close to $100 in difference.
Can I guess what price the games were? Were games even like at a set price back then? Probably not.
Huh? I didn't look that up. Like what game? What, Pong? How much was Pong when it first came out?
I think Pong came with it. You can look it up though. Look up like Adventure.
Adventure.
Yeah, that was a pretty popular game on Atari on the 2600, I think.
1980. Yeah, the 2600.
I want to say Adventure. If you find it, I want to say it was like 30. I want to say it was 25 bucks.
I've seen it on eBay for like $90-something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was like, there's no way to find out if it's like, you know, at a certain year.
Dude, hold on.
Because that was a very big game. I mean, a lot of the Atari retro consoles to this day still have Adventure as like one of the games you can play on it. And if you don't know what Adventure is, it's that game where they, maybe I'm thinking of Pitfall.
There's a game called Adventure. I'm still trying. It came out in 1980 for the Atari 2600, single-player action-adventure game. Where's the price? There's no mention of price on this Wikipedia? I don't understand.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Can't find it, but that's interesting. Okay.
Maybe someone that we know that's been that was alive around that time can tell us how much was Adventure on the Atari 2600. Hold on. Here. Let me see something. I'm seeing. Atari would sell 1 million units at a game of 20 units of a game at $25 USD. Yeah.
Okay, I found it.
$20. $25.
Yeah, 20 to 30 bucks, it says. I found on a website I found online. Somewhere between 20 to 30 is like what price of games used to be.
$30, which is about like 80 bucks now. So, yeah. Which is probably what games should be priced at, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if games actually got affected by inflation. That's a cool little tidbit though. Okay. Here we go. The next big game here. Sega Genesis, Brigham. When did that come out?
Ooh, the Sega Genesis.
Only not too far away.
Okay, I think that one came out I want to say it came out did it come out before or after the NES? I want to say it came out before
Sega Genesis.
I'll say 84.
Sega Genesis came out 4 years after the NES in 1989.
Oh. Okay. I guess it makes sense because it was more powerful than the NES.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Sega breaker. We played it.
Do we play the Sega? Who had a Sega?
I had a Sega.
You did?
Yeah.
You had a Dreamcast.
We definitely had a Sega too because this is 89. So my brother would have been old enough to have this.
Like the Sega Genesis? Is
that what it's called? I'm going to ask him if he had the Sega. I'm pretty sure we had the Sega Genesis. Because, yeah, you're right. We also had the Dreamcast, for sure. I mean, that was like when my brother got the PlayStation.
Why did you have a Sega, by the way? I never asked you that.
The Dreamcast, you mean?
Yeah, like, I feel like, you know, not all people got Segas. Like, why don't you get, like, a Nintendo or...
I don't know.
PlayStation.
I just fell on the... Ask my parents. they got me the thing they wanted to, I guess. All right, Sega Genesis. All right, do you want the 2020 price? Do you want to go backwards, or do you want the actual price?
I want the actual price.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to guess one of these or no?
I want to guess it, yeah. So let me guess. The Sega Genesis is going to be... So the Atari was 200 something, 260. I want to say this one was 300.
No, the Sega Genesis was cheaper than the Atari 5200 and the Atari 2600 at 189.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Sega Genesis 189, now priced in 2020 at 394, which is just like a regular, just a little bit more expensive than the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis. Wow. Do you know any big games for Sega Genesis? I really don't know.
Sonic, obviously. I mean, that was a big one. There was like this boxing game that's pretty popular on the Sega Genesis. I don't remember what the name of it was. I don't know. I just remember the big thing about the Sega Genesis was the blast processing, which totally was just like advertiser talk. But it basically just meant like, you know, it was more RAM, faster. You can calculate stuff faster, which is why Sonic was made for the Sega. It was like, you know, the fact that the game could move that fast, the screens could move that fast, was such like a novel thing. So Sonic was basically just like a tech demo when it first came out. That was like the reason why it was even made. So it's kind of funny it became like such a big thing.
Such a simple concept too. You would think, like you said, it's just a little thing to show the power of the console. If you like, you know, that little playroom in the PS5.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It'd be like if that became just like a giant IP.
True.
Castlevania came out on Sega Genesis. That's a pretty popular game. Sega Genesis, 1989. Yeah, that is a lot cheaper than I would think, considering it's like so much stronger than like everything preceding it. But, all right, here we go. The SNES. I don't know much about this one.
This one, I bet, was more expensive than the Genesis.
Yeah. Super Nintendo Entertainment. Oh, yeah, it's just a Super Nintendo, yeah.
I would say a Super Nintendo was $200.
You're right. $199.
Sweet.
Came out in 91. Now at $376. This is what they say inflation is, but I bet like finding these games out in the wild is a lot more expensive than $376.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Now it's just like collectibles, right?
Yeah. Jeez. Doesn't John... I feel like... John has some of these at his house.
I have a Super Nintendo at home.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A friend gave it to me. We did a trade. I can't remember. I think I traded, like, I gave him a capture card, and he gave me a Super Nintendo. Then he later on realized that was a bad deal. He tried to trade back, and I was just like, no. I feel kind of bad because that was obviously a bad trade on his part, but...
It's a dog world.
If you ever listen to this podcast and wants it back, I'll consider giving it back to him.
No, what are you talking about, dude? In 20 years?
As I'm saying that, you know what? You're right. You know this person, too. I'm not going to say his name. You know of this person.
What are you talking about? This thing is going to like cost like a fortune in like 20 years. It'll be ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it'll work in 20 years, but maybe.
I don't even think it works now, Bergam. Do you think it works now?
True, I don't know. Next time I go back to home in Texas, I'll try and see. I don't know if do TVs even have like the port for those things anymore?
Auxiliary cables, auxiliary ports, or whatever. I doubt it. Mine doesn't.
Wait, yeah,
does it? I don't even know. I haven't looked. Maybe I'm sure some of them do, but probably not all of them. Play the Super Nintendo in 4K OLED. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That'd be dope.
What's next? The Sega Master System? Is that what it's called? The next Sega one?
The Sega Saturn is the next Sega
one. Oh, yeah. Sega Saturn. Which that one was $250, I bet.
$399. Now price is $681.39.
Are you sure it's not $299? It's $399?
Oh, you better put it up with IGN, man. They're telling me $399.
That is insane. So it was $200 more.
Yeah,
I guess actually, no, the Sega Saturn was competing with the GameCube, with the N64 and PlayStation. Yeah.
So when did the PlayStation get out?
The PlayStation came out in 92.
Right? 95.
Okay.
PlayStation came out in 95. It came out at?
So the Saturn was... $399. So this one's going to be $100 less.
Yeah, $299. Yeah.
Because I remember there's that famous clip of the PlayStation guy. It was like at E3 or the CES convention, Consumer Electronics Expo, whatever it's called. It was like, yeah, Sega had their thing, and everyone's like, what? This is super expensive. And then the PlayStation team, they literally went on stage and just went $299 and walked off. And everyone was applauding. It's a just great clip. You can find that on YouTube. On YouTube, I mean to say. Yeah.
$299, now $507, which is like exactly what I bought my PlayStation at, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The very first place. Because just think about like your bang for your buck, right? Like, imagine you bought a Sega Saturn for $399 in 1995. Like, gaming as like hasn't really like hit its stride yet. You somehow convinced your parents to buy you a $399 console Sega Saturn, and meanwhile your friends get a freaking PlayStation. Literally the beginning of one of the greatest consoles ever. So it's, yeah,
it's crazy. It just kind of goes to show how games have become so much more mainstream. I think the only reason why it can be cheaper now is because they can make so much money off of the games. Like back then, yeah, it was very much like, you know, a very hobbyist thing to be a gamer. I mean, nowadays it's like, it's so weird when someone's like, are you a gamer? It's like, I don't know. Are you a movier? Like, do you watch movies?
Do you watch TV?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm a TV connoisseur. I watch a few TV shows every week.
Yeah.
It's like everybody plays games. Everyone does that.
Or plays some capacity of games. It's kind of hard to avoid games.
Yeah. Whenever someone says, are you a gamer? It just makes me like, ugh, like, oh, yeah, shiver. I don't know. I don't like that term, but it has a lot of negative connotations at this point too, I feel like.
But we must reclaim it, Brigham, and make it positive.
I know.
Because I feel like it's definitely a lot more positive now. Like you said, because it's so much more mainstream, and like people are starting to accept that like you could be a gamer and like have a life, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know. It just seems like such like a boomer thing to say. It's like I was saying, it's like, are you a gamer? It's like, do you play video games?
Yeah, but know. I mean, think about it, Brigham. We're also, I don't want to be like a gatekeeper here, but I feel like you and I are definitely a lot more than the average gamer, I would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so you can say like, you know, like you're like, I don't know, but it's just, maybe it's just if the definition of gamer needs to be more than just I play games. It's like, I play games a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what is the I play games a lot connotation?
Yeah, but then it's like, yeah, how much is a lot? So I don't know. It gets weird.
That's a good conversation. How much is a lot?
Yeah. I'll never forget one time I was like at church or something, and like I was talking to some like leader, and they're like talking like, oh yeah, you know, games are fine if you play like, you know, like three hours a week. And I was just like, only three hours a week? I was like, dude, I play at least 3 hours in a night. What are you talking about? I was just like, oh wow. Like, yep. Maybe I do play a lot of games if he thinks that that's like the average amount that I, he was thinking that's like the average amount that I play.
No.
I was like, oh no. And especially because like this is during like the World of Warcraft like peak. So especially not.
That was the moment Brigham realized, yep, I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Huge tangent. Okay. We're back to it. So we got PlayStation, the big one. What was the next big one right after PlayStation?
The next big one had to have been the GameCube, right?
Ooh, you missed two, Brigham.
Wait. So there's the, oh,
you missed
wait,
three, actually.
I think about PlayStation 2. Sorry. Okay. No, so
PlayStation 1. Yeah.
So after PlayStation 1, we have the N64.
Yeah.
Okay, N64 was that was $350.
About our price or 19? The N64 came out in 96, Virgo.
$300.
It's a Nintendo console, Virgo.
Wait, N64 was like $250.
It was $199, Virgo.
Wow.
It's Nintendo, dude. They want the kids to have it. They're not gonna make it expensive.
I know, but still, that's crazy.
Yeah, the N64 came out in 1996 for $199, $327 right now, essentially a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes perfect sense. Their business model has not changed one bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It's just so wild. Because I know that the GameCube, when we get there, the GameCube was, for that generation, the highest, the most advanced in terms of, like, technical power. But it didn't sell the best. So I didn't realize that N64, because N64 was, like, you know, like the first, like, good 3D. Because I think that came out before. I guess, no, that came out after PlayStation. PlayStation had 3D graphics, so it wasn't the first.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, so after N64 was the... Dreamcast
came out 3 years later, 1999. That's why I play that freaking skating game on
Jet Set Radio,
dude.
On nice.
The Dreamcast coming in at a whopping $199, same price as the N64.
Nice.
$300, which is, I feel like, yeah, you would think, considering its impact, the N64 would have been like at least $250 or $300.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, considering it's the same price as the Dreamcast, and yeah, I think the Dreamcast had its moment, but in terms of like cultural impact, the N64 is like way more valued than the Dreamcast, and they're both the same price.
I think the PlayStation really kind of took the wind out of the Sega's sails. Like, Sega was like known as being the console for the older generation. I mean, like the teens, it was like more edgy. It was like more mature games like Mortal Kombat and things like that were associated with Sega. But then once PlayStation came out, it was just like, you know, PlayStation just had so much more power. Like the PlayStation, especially the PlayStation 2, like having a DVD player built in with your system, like my gosh. Like, how many people, did you know people? I knew people who didn't play games at all and bought a PS2. And it bought a PS2 just for as a DVD player. Like, it was insane. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, but yeah.
I don't know anybody that did that. That's
oh,
crazy.
Really? Yeah, yeah, I know a couple people who did that.
What is this, an Xbox One or something?
Well, because it was like the PS2 was cheaper than some DVD players back then. Like,
that's so funny.
Yeah, because they sold it for the cheap to get people to buy the games, right? So,
yeah. I mean, that was the next one. 2000, PlayStation 2. How much was that? Do you remember?
Let's say 250.
And not a lot of 50s in this burger.
300.
Just stick to the 99s.
Okay, fine. Wait, are you going to say it was $199 as well?
No. It was $299. You got it.
$299. Okay.
$300. That's, yeah. I mean, it's the same price as a PS1. It literally is the same price. It's just inflation is different.
Was the PS2 the most important console of all time?
Ooh.
Not the best, but the most important.
It's a tie between PS2 and N64, I think.
Yeah.
Because the N64 was just like, I didn't have it, but everyone knew someone that had it.
Yeah, that was definitely a very popular console. I think that made 3D games mainstream, I think, even more than the original PlayStation did. Because PlayStation had 3D games, but, like, you know, if you've ever seen those games, they look really bad.
It was also so early. It's just, like, wasn't 95. It doesn't feel like it was a time. It was, like, a little bit too early on the curve.
Yeah.
Like, N64, 96, 2000. I don't know. Again, maybe someone that's, like, a little bit older than us can tell us if they feel like the first PlayStation was more important than we remember it, because to me it's just it's barely a memory, because when I was three when it came out,
yeah,
so you know, like I remember we owned it when I was like a little bit older, we had it for quite a while and before we got the Dreamcast and then I got the PS2, and to me the PS2 is the most important, because that's the one I did the bulk of my gaming in, like. Mm-hmm. I was, in 2000, I was freaking 7 years old. I must have gotten the PS2 maybe when I was like 9, maybe 2 years later. So I was just, I mean, that's peak freaking learning how to game age, you know?
Yeah. I definitely think that the PS2 was the beginning of like the modern era, like the game of games as we know it, of these like huge multi-million dollar games made by like hundreds of people. You know, like just Hollywood style, you know, Grand Theft Auto. I was thinking like these are really big games. I think it's like that's when they really took off, because I think that the PS2 was so, well, until the Nintendo Wii, it was by far the best-selling console of all time. And then, you know, obviously the Wii and the Nintendo Switch have done really good because they're so cheap.
Yeah, I mean, PS4 overtook it too.
Oh, really? PS4 took it too? Okay, so yeah. So I guess it's not as big of a deal as I thought it was, but I feel like the PS2 was like a huge deal.
I mean, I think it was. In my opinion, it feels like it is. Other people might have a different opinion just because, like, it was just like 2 decades of just dominance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah,
PlayStation 2000, right before Y2, right on Y2K. Okay.
And then 2001, I mean, big year for Xbox, right?
Yeah. The Xbox comes out. Well, how much was it?
I'm going to say it was $399.
And the battle commences, Brigham. The battle between PS, PlayStation, and Xbox a year very later. Crazy. Come out at the same price. I mean, I feel like a bunch of Xbox fans out there are just fuming at us, not even mentioning it as like one of the most important consoles ever.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not. I mean, it was such a weird thing. I remember when I first heard that the Xbox is made by Microsoft. I was just like, what? Microsoft's making consoles. A console? It's so weird. What the heck? Like, I was just a kid then, too. So I always remember thinking the Xbox was like a console for adults, like just like adult, like a console for older people. Like it only like that it only had sports games and like these like much more mature kind of like simulation games. There weren't things like, you know, Mario or platformers on it. I don't know why I thought that as a kid, but that was just like my idea. It wasn't until Halo came out and then playing it at James's house, then at John's house, they both ended up getting Xboxes because of that. And be like, whoa. But even then that game was like a game for adults too. Like I had never played a first person shooter before. So yeah, it was very new. It was interesting, but definitely wasn't important.
Yeah.
Important for Xbox though, but
I didn't even like I had an Xbox and I didn't even know what to play on it. It was just like, what do we play on this? Like everything is available for PS2. So it didn't feel like, I mean, it's the same problems we have now. It's just like exclusives. Like what? Why would I own this when I could just have a PlayStation if it's the same games? And like everyone had back then, no one had an Xbox. Like
mm-hmm.
360 was when Xbox really like woke up and came into itself with Halo and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, Halo was like the shining beacon of Xbox, and I think that's what like makes it such an important console in the early years.
Yeah, I do think the Xbox Live was a huge thing, and that was sort of with Xbox too. Like, I know that PlayStation, you had online play, but you had to buy an adapter for it with the base PlayStation 2. And it wasn't as much, it wasn't taken as seriously as Xbox took it. Like Xbox, like the modem, whatever, was built into the Xbox. You can plug direct Ethernet cable directly to it. And I remember everybody who had an Xbox had Xbox Live. And like, that's like when I feel like the social games on console became a thing was during that time, like playing Call of Duty and Halo like over Xbox Live. I think that's the reason why Xbox 360 did so well, is because yeah, PlayStation had exclusives, but if all your friends were playing Call of Duty and they have Xbox as well, I guess you're gonna have to get an Xbox if you want to play with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so at least that's how it felt like in my circle of friends.
Okay, well, here we are. I think we can call this the modern era.
Yeah.
After GameCube, we got the Xbox in 2001. The 360, only 4 years later, it had 2 prices. I don't remember why it has 2 prices, but it does.
It had 2 prices because they sold the version without a hard drive and with a hard drive, because they were so set on keeping that $299 price point. Even though they're like, if we can't sell $299, like because of the hard drive, and so, well, they'll make the hard drive removable. I think that's how it went from the rumors that I've heard.
But you could buy a 360 without a hard drive. How do you save your games?
You buy a memory card.
Oh.
A 512 megabyte memory card. And some games, some games weren't even runnable without a hard drive. I remember John was the first of my friends who had an Xbox 360, and we'd all go to his house to play it. Like sometimes we just go to his house and he'd be like sleeping in his room, and we'd just be like, hey, can we play your Xbox? We'd be quiet. Like, sometimes we go to his house. Sometimes you just ask him. He's like not even at home. We're like, hey, can we go to your house and play your Xbox? And like, we just go to his house and play his Xbox.
His freaking parents got all these kids just rolling up at his house.
I know. It was hilarious.
Playing his consoles. Like, where are these freaking kids in my house right now?
Yeah, he didn't have an Xbox when he first bought it. He didn't have a hard drive, I mean, when he first bought it. I remember that.
Okay.
So $299 without a hard drive, $399 with a hard drive. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, okay. And then 2020 is $390 and $524. Yeah, so yeah, again, modern era. So all these prices kind of make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
quick pit stop at the Wii U or the Wii and
into Wii 20. Has $250, right?
The Wii, there it is, $249. The first $250.
There you go. I knew if I kept guessing at $50, I'd get it right at some point.
I feel like the Wii was huge. Like you said, it's just another freaking Nintendo special.
Yeah, it was just so cheap. And I remember my grandma, dude, she had a Wii. Like,
everyone,
it was
had
insane.
It, yeah.
It was just so easy to use. The controller was so simple and intuitive. It was just a remote with one button. So yeah, like it was definitely like a huge deal. And then the Wii U came out and everybody. It was just a flop. But
I don't know. Yeah, that's so strange that the Wii U just like didn't do as well.
Yeah.
Came out 6 years later. Why came out the same year as the Wii when I finally understood what money was? It was in 2006. The PlayStation 3, Brigham.
Oh, yes. The infamous price. I know that price very well.
The big block.
You had that. Do you still have it?
No, I sold it a long time ago.
That's probably worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, it came out two prices also.
It's like $600.
Yeah, that was the most expensive one. $599 was the most expensive one, and that's the one I had.
How was the hard drive size on that one?
Who knows?
Okay.
Let's figure it out. Then the cheapest one was $499. So.
Yeah, Jesus, so expensive.
PS3.
But people also have to remember those PS3s were backwards compatible. They played PS2 games, which was no easy feat because the architecture of the PS3 was so totally different than anything else before or even after now. It had like two CPUs. And so basically for it to run PS2 games, there was essentially a PS2 inside the PS3. So, yeah, it was expensive.
So it went from 20 2468. So 20, 40, 60, 80, all the way up to 160 gigabytes. Yeah. I had, I think the 60 gig one was like the most common one on release. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they came out with the slim model, which was 190. Well, not 190. 120 and 160, I guess.
Was that the George Foreman grill one?
The slim? I guess.
Yeah. It looked like a George Foreman grill, if I remember right, because it kind of opened up and the top popped open.
No. I think it, no. Oh, yeah. There was one like that, yeah. Freaking the super slim model. Okay. Which is like, it looks like a grill, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember. But no, yeah, I remember a lot of people buying that one whenever Last of Us first came out. Like a lot of my friends, that's when a lot of people I remember started switching over, at least in my friend circle, started to switch over from Xbox with the PlayStation was when The Last of Us came out. Such a huge game.
Nah, man, I had the original 60. I think mine was.
Yeah,
the,
you're an OG for sure.
The freaking black brick with like that weird little slot up front that you open up to reveal like the extra like cord spots. It was weird. The whole design was just like. Just how uncomfortably big, I mean, just like the freaking PS5, essentially. Mm-hmm. How uncomfortably big can we make this thing? But yeah, I had that for freaking all the way until the PS4 release, which was
$399.
What year?
That was the year I got back from Mexico, so that was 2013.
Yep, 2013.
Same as like Xbox One, the same time, and that was $499.
The big controversy. Yeah. Original release price of $499. Freaking
so bad.
This is 2013, not 8 years ago. And already that would have inflation brings that to $556. What the
jeez.
Heck? I was thinking it'd be the same, but it really is not. Yeah, I mean, even the freaking looking forward here, even the Switch Lite has gone up $2 in inflation. It's hilarious. That's insane. Yeah. So yeah, we're just going to breeze through this because we remember all of these. Xbox One, like you said, 2013, $499. PS4 Pro, which is kind of crazy to me that it came out the same freaking price, $399. And then the Switch, like we said at the beginning, $299. And Xbox One X, $499. And the current generation of games of consoles, the Series X and the PlayStation 5, coming in at freaking $499s. Yep. $399 for the PS5 digital. We have made it.
$299 for the Series S.
Yep.
Three different price points. Yeah, that was, it's interesting. It's kind of cool seeing how the price points start to kind of, you know, they start to explore more towards the later years of having different SKUs.
Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, even looking back at the inflation prices, most of them kind of stick around that 400 price.
Yeah.
Like from like 300 to 400 price. There's a couple of outliers, like the freaking Atari 5200. And like both the Ataris are just like close to $1,000, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, what do you think was like with inflation, even without inflation, what was the most expensive console? I don't know if you'll get this, to be honest, because I don't.
Probably the very first one, the Odyssey.
No, the Odyssey was $99, which is inflated at $611.
Oh, there's the Atari 5600.
No, it's not one that I meant that we mentioned so far.
Oh, it was this one that was made by the EA people, the 3DO. Right.
Hold on. I don't. It's made by a Japanese. It was made by a Japanese company. Oh, what the? This is a console? It looks like a freaking arcade game. It's an arcade game. That's kind of a trick question, I guess.
No.
Okay. Here, I'll just tell you. It's the freaking Neo Geo.
Neo Geo. I've heard of that.
Came out in 1991, priced at $649. The 2020 price is $1,200.
Wow.
Actually, that's not even the most expensive. You're right.
I was going to say, I was like, this one was $700 when it came out in 93.
Yeah, the 3DO, freaking $699, $1,246 in 2020 price. I have never heard of this thing before. What is this?
Don't remember the famous Panasonic 3DO? It looks like a VCR. It straight up just has like a VCR thing on the front. It's a CD player. But yeah, it was like one of the first like CD, I think, came out before the PlayStation did. It had really good graphics. I mean, it was a good console, but holy cow, it was expensive.
Oh, it had Street Fighter on it? That's kind of crazy. No? Am I trolling? Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Top 10 Panasonic 3DO games. Freaking Street Fighter, dude. Oh, we sound like such millennials right now. I have never heard of this. It looks familiar. Like the look of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've probably seen it at someone's house before. It's just like, oh, I guess that's just an old VHS player.
What's interesting, too, is that they licensed out, like, the console making other companies, too. So they're, like, third-party 3DOs as well. Those, like, same similar system, but slightly different. So it's kind of like a PC in that way where it was just like, you know, a bunch of different 3DOs, and depending on which version you got. So maybe there was a cheaper one. I don't know.
Dude, there was a Need for Speed game on this thing. That's hilarious.
Hmm.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah, it was a good console. We did talk about the Atari Jaguar, which is like, that was the actual first 64-bit system before the N64 came out. Nobody played it, though. Rayman, if you remember the Ubisoft game, the first Rayman game was an Atari Jaguar exclusive. So it's interesting. But yeah, no, it's fun. This is a fun game. Good idea.
Imagine paying $1,200 for a freaking console these days.
No.
That'd be bonkers. I wonder if we'll ever get to that.
Well, I guess people buy VR headsets for that price.
$1,200? I mean, is that how much they are now?
I mean, count the PC.
I was gonna say, isn't it like the Oculus like $500?
It was like the HTC Vive Max, whatever, the HTC Vive Pro.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not worth
$800. Yeah.
Definitely not worth. No games, man. Not there yet. There's a whole we did a whole podcast on that.
Yep.
Go back and listen. Oh yeah, this cool. is cool. Yeah, it's so yeah, when it's a good trip down memory lane.
For sure.
Oh, you know what I don't see on here? I don't see the handheld stuff. So let's look at that real quick before we go. This has been a long one, I know, okay. but
a little bit.
Look at this. Freaking the Game Boy. What was the original price of the Game Boy, Brigham? Give me a guess.
I'm going to say the original price of the Game Boy was going to be $100. So $99.
The price was $89.
Oh, close. Okay.
$89, which it came out in 89. Okay.
Nice. 89 for 89. I had a Game Boy. I brought it with me to first grade for show and tell one time.
We all did. Yeah, that was like Game Boy, the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy SP. Game Boy Advance SP came in at $99 USD in 2003. The Advance probably just a few years earlier, I'm guessing. Yep, 2001. Also $99. I had the Game Boy Advance, and then before they had the backlight one, you have that little flashlight.
I hate that. Yes, I remember that.
The little flashlight you put on it.
I remember going to my sister's like dance recitals as a kid, and it was like super dark in the auditorium, and like just getting so frustrated because I want to play my games, but I didn't have a backlit, and if I had a little the adapter, like it was like basically a headlamp for your Game Boy. But it was so freaking bright, I couldn't keep it on during the show. I was just like bored out of my mind. Yeah, those are hard times. You know, I'm so over handheld devices, gaming devices like that. Like, I don't know. I think it was the 3DS that I stopped buying. I was just like, I don't need this. It's like if I'm on the road, I don't want to be playing a game. And if I'm at home, I'll just play my PC or console.
Yeah. So just to give a quick idea on the inflation. The Game Boy Advance came out in the Advance SP. No, what am I doing with that? This is okay. $99 for Game Boy Advance would now be $150 for in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. So yeah, pretty cheap. I mean, cheapish, I guess.
Yeah, cheapish.
So because that's what I was like comparing it to when I was thinking of the Switch. I was like, yeah, I guess it should be about $150, right? But obviously, the Switch is way better.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Even for the times, like, I feel like the Game Boy was like the handheld device.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was such a novel idea too to be able to play a game on the go like that. It was crazy. So. Yeah. Well, cool. Right. I guess that's a little bit of a games down memory lane, comparing prices.
Yeah. Hopefully, there'll be some more news next time around.
Yeah. This was fun though. Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that. Our slightly older listeners, tell us what you think about these prices, because some of these we don't really have a good reference point for them. And if we missed any consoles that you feel like were important in the history of gaming, give us a shout. Obviously, give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice. Share the show with all your gamer friends, and come back next time.
Peace.